Well, again, we were hoping Williams would follow suit. That was probably the failing there, that they didn't get behind us. It was more expensive, but we just felt that what things that have always started pinball to have that next generation of growth was when it went from solid state, from electromechanical to solid state, when we went to, regular digits, when we went to alphanumerics, when we went to the checkpoint and then to the large display. I mean, we had the bigger display. Gary didn't want to spend the money when we did the checkpoint display. And remember, Joe Keenan, who was our president at the time, that game was actually supposed to have been on The Simpsons. It was all done and ready to go. And Joe Keenan came in with Gene Lipkin and said to me and Gary, your feet are both in wet cement, and if the display doesn't work, you'll both be fired. And we made sure we held off on an additional game to make sure it worked 100%. So if you guys, this is some other little interesting trivia of living life in a pinball company. But the reason behind the big display is we hope Williams would follow suit, give us a little more life, make the other games in the marketplace appear a little bit older, try and create some replacement.